Welcome to Random Thoughts with your baby girl, Lara. Yes, welcome to Random Thoughts with your baby girl, Lara. So, I'm excited for this episode. How are you? How are you doing? It's been a minute, actually. Anyways, I just want to quickly jump in on something. I'm talking about love. Oh my gosh, you know how I get when I talk about love. Love is a beautiful thing. It's cliche, but what I'm saying is true. It's like it's true. But I'm sure you saw the videos, the pictures of our auntie, our sister, our friend, our on-screen goddess, the diva, the finest of them all. Riri, Rita Dominic, my goodness. I grew up watching her on TV, so seeing her, you know, so happy, so bright, the yellow of them all. The yellowest of them all, if there's something like that, that's what I wanted to see. I'm just trying to put it in my head together. Yeah, her friends used to make fun of her that she's the yellow something of them. Oh, yeah. Fairest of them all, that's a better word. I was trying to put it in their words, yes. So, like, I grew up watching her. Like, she was that on-screen goddess. You know, she, Iniedo, Genevieve. So seeing her in that traditional regalia, you know, looking all pretty, fine, flawless, you know, getting married to the love of her life, traditional wedding, actually, it was beautiful to watch. I mean, the pictures were all over social media, everywhere you just turn, to Twitter, Instagram. People were happy for her, like online, her friends, you could see the joy. Her smile was contagious. Like, she was so pretty, so happy. Like, you could see the smile, like the happiness on her friends' faces. They were indeed super duper happy for her. When I was going through the comments, you know, seeing people comment on her pictures and videos, you could tell that even we online viewers, we that would not get VIP, you know, card to the wedding or invite to the wedding, we were happy for her. You could see the comments were just so good, so cute, so good, basically. Like, everybody had something nice to say. Anybody that said anything otherwise is a witch. Yes, I said so. I mean, it was such a beautiful thing. Yeah, so yeah, I'm happy for her. I mean, me, that I'm kind of indifferent about this love thing for reasons I don't want to talk about right now. I mean, the old lovey-dovey everywhere was just, it was catching me. It was drawing me back from that vacation I took from love. So yeah, if I can catch the bug of love, come on. What evil spirit is in anybody that wants to say otherwise? So that is just what I want to talk about. Like, and my point, so moral lesson out of this, you know, I would not just come up and just run off like that without at least leaving something deep, you know, to think about, or a message to pass across. So this is our first wedding, to the best of my knowledge. And one thing that stood out for people is that it is not how young you get married. You don't have to rush this marriage thing. I mean, Riri or Rita she has just been doing her thing, getting the bags, making money, acting, pushing her career. You know, she slays online, she's a fashion icon, you know, just doing her things. She's not controversial at all. Like, you hardly see her in the news for anything controversial or for any bad news. She's not always trying to chase clout, let's use that word. She's not always trying to jump at every discussion, you know. She's always trying to be negative. She's not always trying to call out people, you know. She's not bitchy. So so seeing her stay on her lane, and I'm sure some of us that, you know, grew up watching her were like, when will this lady marry? Me, I don't think I've ever thought about her like that, you know. Ask why she not married now. I mean, I guess I just got used to her seeing her do her thing. She was just in a quiet lane. you know, she did not draw attention to herself. And I guess that's what some people did not just come out there to be asking questions or to be dragging her when I'm going to marry, because she minds her business. So maybe a few people did, but nah. The point here is that the fact that she took her time, because in the comments, you see people saying that, oh, what God cannot do does not exist, God's time is the best, you know, things like that. So everything in a nutshell, they're just trying to say is that, wait for your time. Everybody has their time. 6 and 9. It depends on how you look at it. So if I look at my 6 as 9, if you look at your 9 as 6, it's just a matter of perception, you know. So everybody has their time. I'm hoping you understand this, my 6 and 9 theory. But the point is that everybody has their own beautiful time. So be patient. Don't say because A is getting married at 20 or at 24 or at 25, I should rush and get married at 22. Or I should get married because of peer pressure. My friends are getting married. You want to get on this blog. You want to have the baddest wedding. You want to wear the finest clothes. No, take your time. Let God direct you, basically. Because I believe that this institution called marriage is God-made. You know, so if God created something, not even if God created marriage, it is His plan, He created that institution. So who else will you go to when you're looking for a life partner? So maybe the waiting might be tiring for you. You feel like, oh, your mates have gotten married, you don't know what is going on, you're just here waiting. Please, sister, improve yourself, work on yourself, keep, you know, getting that back, you know. Don't just say I do and be waiting for man, because even the man himself looking for better thing. You yourself, if I ask you your list, you're looking for better thing as well. So just keep improving yourself. You cannot go and drag the man now. You do even know the man. Maybe you know, but my point in a nutshell is, go to God. Like, overall, pray to God to give you that man or that woman. And while you're praying to God, have the faith. Okay, don't just sit down and just like you're doing an exam now. When you pray to God that, God, I want to have straight A's in this course or in this exam, will you just sit down there and fold your hands? No, you would work at it. You'll be reading your books. You do things that will make you succeed. So as you pray for man, have the faith, or you pray for woman, have the faith, and go about your life, improve yourself, grow. It's even when you're doing stuff, you don't even know where you meet the person. So you might just be doing things, improving yourself, and you guys just click. And that's what I saw in the life of Rita Dominic. Like, of course, we don't live with these people. Some people want to come and counter. I don't know her closely like that. But I'm just saying, generally speaking, I mean, grow yourself. Improve yourself. From what I saw from her from afar is that she has been on her back. She has been on her lane. She has been silently winning, you know, and you could just see that genuine love from her friends. Like, they turned up for her. You could see that she's a nice person. She's a good person. I mean, just take a look at the videos. Look at the smiles on people's faces. And I really, really just like the fact that she has just been, you know, basically on her lane, just doing her thing. And then love will just show up when you least expect it. So just grow yourself. Grow, and have faith in God to give you that person that will make what he created, the marriage, the institution you want to enter, you know, work. I mean, at the end of the day, it is not even how fast, it is how well. So everybody's time is different. Everybody's time is just different. So pray to God, have faith, and keep doing you, keep growing, keep evolving, so that when you meet that person, it's even better for you. When you meet that person, you'll have achieved like a lot of things. And then marriage, you know, everything will just be easy in the marriage, because you guys are coming from two places. You've worked on yourself. Now to marry somebody and be a liability, and that's when you now want to pack all your problems. Nobody can ever give you happiness. It's only you that can make yourself happy. Yeah, it would be bad of you to push your happiness on somebody else. Nah, it's only God that can make you happy. So last, God they control everything. So just pray to God for that perfect marriage, or for that, you know, whatever you want, just pray to God. So what I took out of this with Dominic, in as much as I'm happy for her, what I took out of it, wait for your time, be patient. I'm working on being patient. The Holy Spirit is my friend. So patience is the fruit of your spirit. So me, I'm working on being patient. So be patient. I know you cannot be for somebody some divine, somebody who does that divine to be your wife. But last, just God's time is the best, honestly. And you want to do it right the first time. Like when you wait for God's time, it's going to be so beautiful. Like you'll be pinching yourself that this person, like they'll be so good. So why rush and get out? Why make mistakes because of some people that don't even care about you? They don't even know if you love yourself. They only just come and eat rice. Some people never buy a shawarma. So people that are impressing online say, okay. After they say, ow, it's fine, she's fine. That's all. On to the next person. So do you. This life is for you, like you. So yeah, so that's what I took for my wedding. I love you. Thank you for listening to me up until now. Thank you. I appreciate. And do take care of yourself. I will talk to you very soon. I have another episode to drop. Like, my random thoughts are random. Like, they are a lot in my head. So, I'm pushing them out. So, please, Obiko, when it's time for your wedding, invite us. So, don't forget about me that I'm giving you all this advice. I'm interesting you. And don't forget about me. Yes. Invite us. Invite all of us. We are plenty in this, in this our community. Ciao, I love you. Take care of yourself. Bye. Mwah.